It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 185. A special treat this week. Actually, I suppose all treats are special, aren't they? Otherwise, they wouldn't be treats. It would just be the exact thing you're expecting. At any rate, Vancouver-based singer-songwriter Hannah Georges joins us for an exclusive acoustic performance recorded live from Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. And wow, what an incredible voice. We'll have that, plus highlights from this week's radio show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Thanks for downloading the podcast. If we're not friends on Facebook, maybe we should be. Or follow me on Twitter, at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Is Barbara Walters retiring? Well, maybe. Last year, the 83-year-old iconic journalist was overheard telling the president, "I need one more interview with you because I'm retiring next year." Now, some say Walters is too old to keep going. Now, I don't know what age senility typically sets in, but I will say this. She chose Honey Boo Boo as one of 2012's most fascinating people. And will Twinkies be making a comeback? Well, bids are coming in from all over the place to buy Hostess. Now, one that a lot of people have been talking about is one from Walmart. I know when I walk through the aisles of that store, my first thought is rarely, you know what these people need? More Twinkies. And men prefer leaders with deeper voices. A new study recorded 10 men and 10 women saying the same phrase and then altered the recordings to make the voices sound higher or lower. Men consistently chose the deeper voice recordings as someone they thought would make a better leader. And a new study out of North Carolina reveals the average belly button contains 67 species of bacteria. Some people read that as we need to do a better job cleaning our belly buttons. Personally, I just take it to mean I should start making my own yogurt, antibiotics, and blue cheese.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, less than a week away from Christmas, and what do you think you get for a gift when you're the daughter of a multi-millionaire movie star? Well, Suri Cruz is getting a playhouse. A $24,000 Grand Victorian-style playhouse. Good thing, because everybody knows colonial or mid-century modern is for chumps, right? You know, I'm pretty sure that's the dictionary definition of douchey, when you spend 24 grand on something that could just as easily be replaced by a refrigerator box. And hey, remember Kojak? It was a detective show that aired back in the 70s. Well, apparently it's being turned into a big-budget movie. Who will be replacing the late Telly Savalas? Vin Diesel. Now, they say it's a big-budget film. I hope that money's going to the screenplay, because, well, it's certainly not going to hairdressers. And hey, Discovery Channel has decided not to bring back the show American Guns for a third season. Given last week's events, I can't imagine why. And NASA has named a portion of the moon's surface after the late Sally Ride, the first American woman in space. Which at first I thought was pretty sweet. You know, she's an astronomy pioneer. Then I learned the spot they named after Sally was actually a crash site. Am I reading too much into this, or is that a joke about women drivers?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ooh, final full day of fall. And possibly the world. You know, I don't know why I thought this was so funny, but I put it in my Outlook calendar at some point. Came into work this morning and had a reminder pop up. World ending. 12 hours. Snooze? And hey, you've heard this song, right?
You got the blues.
Alabama Shakes? I just read the woman who sings that song was robbed at gunpoint. Shocking, right? I had no idea that was a woman. She punches like a guy too, I'm just saying. And hey, Shaquille O'Neal is launching a coconut-flavored vodka called Love Shack. Anybody else think it's hilarious that this large, imposing man is coming out with a spirit that likely only little girls will drink? I mean, he's 7'6", so I think he might get away with it. But Love Shack? Really? Is there some unwritten rule that you can't start a business without the name being a pun?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Tens of thousands of us, if not more, received Starbucks gift cards in our stockings over Christmas. But have you ever wondered where Starbucks actually gets its name? Well, truthfully, I haven't either. Turns out it's a literary reference. The whaling boat in Moby Dick is a ship called Pequod. The ship's chief mate? A peppy little character named Starbuck. Neat, eh? Not to mention, now you have another title to add to the list of books you pretend you've read. And for the first time in history, the sale of whole wheat bread has surpassed that of white bread. Health experts say consumers are finally heeding the messages about heart health, fiber intake, and searching out bread that contains nutrients. Now, I'm all about whole wheat, but is it really necessary to include the word fiber in food descriptions? I mean, when I sit down to eat a meal, the last thing I want to think about is how fast it's going to come shooting out the other end. And the most popular dog names of 2012 list is out. And thank God I could hardly sleep from the excitement. Topping the list, Bella or Daisy for a girl dog, Max or Buddy for a boy. Doesn't say which is the least popular, but I'm going to go ahead and guess Cujo.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Did you get a real live Christmas tree this year? Recent stats show that nearly 35 million trees are purchased every year in North America. I thought this was kind of interesting, too. The average tree has nearly 150,000 needles. Almost as many as you'd find on the floor in front of Jose Canseco's locker. And the color red makes men more attractive. According to scientists, simply wearing the color red makes a man more sexually desirable to women. Researchers speculate that women view men in red as more powerful, higher in status. I would guess also more likely to get asked where the plumbing aisle is when they're at Home Hardware. Other holiday wardrobe facts? A new survey published by the Daily Mail says that padded bra sales increased 38% during the holidays. That's right. The sweater puppets are squeezed in a sweater that's red. But it's more than just sugar plums that dance in my head. And hey, earlier this month, we celebrated the 20th anniversary of the very first text message. Ever wonder what it said? Well, it wasn't a booty call, I'll tell you that much. It said, Merry Christmas. Really?
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic Session performance.
Hey, welcome everyone to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, a band playing at the Edmonton Event Center along with Mother Mother, Hannah Georges. Woo! Now, the first song you guys are going to play for us is a track called Enemies.
Sea full of sharks swimming around and around. If we get caught, they're gonna taste our blood. You leave a trail and the word will get out that we're all lost and ready to kill. We're all lost and ready to kill. And you only act that way when you're feeling vulnerable. And I don't want to play. I don't have the nerve like you. You're spreading the seed, and all I wanna do is bury you deep, deep down beneath. Is bury you deep, deep down beneath. Are you gonna make deep overcut to mend. And there is no way we can go back again. And this is what we've got, this is what we've got to live with. And this is what we've got, this is what we've got to live with. Are you gonna make an enemy of me? Are you my enemy? Are you gonna make an enemy of me? Are you my enemy?
Georgia's Enemies in the Sonic Listener Lounge. Now, a lot of people know of your band maybe from touring with Mother Mother. There's other people who are going to be hearing this in the Lane Mitchell Show podcast that will be discovering your band for the very first time. What is the story of Hannah Georgia's? Who are you? How did you get into music?
I've been playing music since I was a little kid. My mom put me into piano lessons when I was like five. And from there, as soon as I started being able to play an instrument, I started writing songs, and then I kind of was dabbling in bands all through high school and playing in a punk band, and then I decided to move away from Newmarket, where I'm from, and I moved out to British Columbia, and I kind of put my music on hold for a little bit, and I went to school in Victoria, and then from there I was like, man, I don't want to do this. I didn't want to pursue the psychology that I was doing at university, and I made a you know, that was kind of a pivotal point for me to just really dive into my own stuff full-fledged, and I moved from Victoria to Vancouver, and I've just been pursuing my own stuff for the last 5 or 6 years now.
Now, Hannah Georgia's, I can't tell you how many people come into this listener lounge and tell me, well, I decided to pursue music full-time, so I moved out east.
Yeah.
And you went the opposite direction. What spawned that decision?
I don't know. I was young, and I grew up in a really big family, and I kind of was like, oh, I just want to get away and find my own scene, I guess. And my friend, actually, I was working with him. I used to work at like summer camps back in the day. And my friend was like, you'd really like BC. I think you'd really fit in, or you'd think it's beautiful. So
what was the name of the camp? 'Cause all summer camps have a fun name.
This one didn't. It was called Newmarket Parks and Recreation.
That's terrible.
It's terrible.
I'm going to send them a letter. Camp Minnetonka.
Yeah.
I was reading that, you went to UVic to study psychology, which it's odd that you're pursuing music now, because I'm thinking, you know, okay, your life could have taken a radically different direction. You could be operating a private practice and driving a Lexus now, and you're like, no. I'm going to write songs.
I guess so. I don't know. It was kind of the one thing that interested me in school other than music. And then it actually kind of, I went deeper into it, and I was like, maybe I should do music therapy. So I got all my prereqs to get into this program in Vancouver. And then I decided, no, I'm not going to do that. And I want to give, you know, I want to give music a try on my own, because I was writing a whole bunch and stuff. So,
well, we really appreciate you being here today. The next song you're going to play for us is a track called Fantasize.
Yes, it is.
Hannah Georgia's, everyone. Thank you.
myself sick, thinking so hard about it, wishing I could just say no. And all my friends think I should just stop talking about it. How can I just let this go? See, I fantasize all the time about letting you go. I fantasize all the time about letting you go. Is this a mind flip? Maybe some dirty tricks? Something that I just don't know. Why can't you fix this? I'll make you rid of it, 'cause I'm just too scared to let go. See, I fantasize all the time about letting you go. Fantasize all the time about letting you go. Oh, 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 oh.
George is joining us in Sonic 102.9's Listener Lounge, and I think this is kind of interesting. You and I, probably close in age, probably grew up around many of the same musical influences. Did you ever think that, you know, 20 years ago, did you think that 20 years from then, you would be touring in a band with synthesizers and drum machines and stuff?
Yes. I listened to, like, a lot of dance music. I grew up with, I have three sisters, and they were all really into house music and hip hop. And yeah, it's kind of, it kind of was going that direction, I think. So,
well, you mentioned your punk roots. I just, I was kind of curious what, you know, former you would think of future you.
Yeah. The band that I played in high school, I think everybody in the band wanted to go punk, and I wanted to just go another way. But it was fun. I don't know. I'm super influenced by tons of stuff. My dad was really into, like, blues music, and from a little kid, like being a little kid, he was playing the piano like mad in front of all of us, and I'd actually bring him to my show and tell and show him off because he was so incredible. And so I guess it's kind of over the years, it's, I'm just a music fan, a music listener. I listen to all kinds of stuff. So
what kind of stuff do you listen to?
Right now, I kind of listen to, I fall in love with something, I just listen to it over and over and over again. And these guys are probably just shaking their heads, super annoyed with me on the road. And you're going to think it's funny, but right now my favorite song is Halo by Beyonce.
Okay.
What else do I like? I love The National. I love singer-songwriters like Annie Lennox, I love Peaches. I love MIA. I love Interpol, Marvin Gaye, Lauryn Hill. I don't know. It just, these are just things.
You have
that
a bipolar
popping.
iPod, is what you're telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, kind of. What did you say? Oh, yeah. He's pretty much my favorite Canadian artist, Chad Van Galen. And I love the Cranberries. Keep going. All right.
Well, I'm curious. You guys are playing tonight with Mother Mother. You're playing tomorrow night. Uh-huh. So basically you're spending 2 days in a strange city. How do you pass that time?
This isn't a strange city.
I've met a lot of people from here. We're pretty strange.
Really? Whenever I come to Edmonton, I end up having a... I love the people here. There's so many supportive... People have been so supportive of my music. Tomorrow, we finally get a chance to kind of sleep in and I don't know. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I like Edmonton a lot.
So you've got a whole day to pass in our city. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You got Christmas shopping? You're Christmas shopping, aren't you?
No, I'm done my laundry. Okay, I'm going to sleep in, and then I'm just going to do work and be boring, I guess, I think, and maybe walk around a little, maybe go to, we're playing like in the West Edmonton Mall, apparently, so I need to do a bit of shopping.
Okay. Are you ready for Christmas? You have a lot of people to buy for?
No, not at all. I have a few people, but I'm kind of keeping it low key this year. We don't get home until 5 days, which is crazy, before Christmas. And we've been on the road since October 26th. So, I think people will understand if we don't, go crazy on Christmas.
Well, that's the excuse everybody's jealous of. Everybody wants to say, you know what? I would have gotten you a gift, but I was on the road with my band.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
Totally.
Anyway, the next song you're going to play for us is a track called Somebody.
Yes.
Hannah Georges, everybody.
Thanks for being here.
Again, Hannah Georges, thank you so much for being here. I hear a lot of fans remarking that the new album is a noticeably darker feel, I guess, than previous efforts.
I think lyrically it's darker. I think I started doing the writing for my record January 2011 and made an effort to just write every single day till the end of the summer. And I think there's all this stuff that I was going through this past year or whenever that year was. And I think I'm the type of person to just kind of write what's going on in my mind, and it's more of a therapeutic process. So
I would imagine it would be so hard to share some of those personal things though with, even bandmates. You know, like when you come up with, something happens in your life, you know, it's sort of hard, it's rough, and then you go, okay, well, I've written this song about it, it's very therapeutic, and hey guys, here it is.
They don't ask me about that stuff. It's all good. I think it's nice to share it, and it's nice to see that, like, people are going through the same thing or that can relate to it, and so I'm happy to share it. I don't dig too deep into what exactly it is that was going on with me, but it's kind of, I guess, universal, or some other people can relate.
Okay, and as I mentioned, you're playing with Mother. Those guys are going to be performing in here tomorrow. I want to surprise them with something, maybe a precursor to a story. What can you tell us about Mother that people who aren't on the road with them wouldn't know?
That's hard. I know things just pop to the top of my head, and sometimes after I say them, I'm like, why did I say that? So I want to be careful.
Okay, well, I'm ready to edit it out. You say it, and then we'll decide after the fact.
Ryan likes to do yoga. That's not anything bad, but you can ask him about that. They really like tofurkey.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
They eat a lot of that on the road. You could surprise them with something like that. I don't know. Ryan's a good buddy of mine. He produced my last record, and they're all now dear friends of mine. So I should know some more dirt, but I don't want to be dirty.
Well, thank you so much for being here. The last track you're going to play for us is one called Robotic.
Yes.
Playing tonight at the Edmonton Events Center with Mother, and tomorrow night as well. Hannah Georges, everybody. Thank you so much for being here.
These days I can come back another time.
Hannah Georges, everybody.
Thanks, guys.